T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Five o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. It's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Solana is our producer back in Miami Gardens. Crowder and I are broadcasting live from JWB Prime Steak and Seafood, located at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. It was a big QAM event today, Sports Steaks and Spirits. Now, I noticed, Solana, you're new to our show. This is the second Outkast song, I believe, that you've played today. Now, why?
Songs are limited right now because of the switch over to Wide Orbit.
Ah, okay, there you go. That's a fair explanation right there.
It's
rare for us. Like, normally we used to get Falero just stuttering and stammering or whatnot, but like Solana gives an answer and they go, oh. All right, that makes sense.
Makes sense.
Like, yeah, it seems like
the songs aren't there.
Songs, and then
songs, no songs.
There you go.
No songs.
All hell would break loose. So we've had a really fun afternoon here. The sports steaks and spirits event was great. If you missed the beginning of the show, you know we've got some video up on Instagram at Radio Mark Hockman or at 560 WQAM. I saw 560 WQAM Twitter account tweeted out some pictures of the event. You know, we had a really fun afternoon, so a bunch of listeners were here. We had the contest running for the last few weeks, and 20 listeners plus their guests got treated to a very nice lunch here, a little petite filet with some potatoes.
Shrimp
was on the plate.
Succotash or something. Oh, it was delicious.
Had a nice salad, some dessert.
I had Roach Coach today.
Yeah, so you were stuck back in the studio at Miami Gardens. Now, we know when Falero was our producer, he would have fish out of the Roach Coach. Have you done that, Solana?
I have not had fish. I don't eat fish, remember? So I had con bistec today.
Really? Now, that seems like an interesting Roach Coach meal as well. Like,
what?
Like the pan con bistec, a little skinny steak, like
palomilla steak.
The little strips, the little thin one, tough.
Like
out of a van?
Empanizado, I like it bread.
Bro, isn't it just supposed to be sandwiches and dogs in a van?
That's, you guys get a little creative there, huh, Solana?
I mean, what you say you want sandwiches, that's what a bistec is. A pan con bistec is a sandwich, literally.
But it's a hot sandwich. It's not like a Caesar wrap.
Right, but you can't really mess up a palomilla steak. You can't. Like, it's hard to mess that up.
Okay, if you say so.
You can overcook it. It's like any other steak. You overcook it, it's going to be rough as hell.
Look at this. I don't want to tell everybody that we're living the life here, but JWB Prime Steak and Seafood just delivered a little tray of sushi.
Woo!
For me and Crowder, and we're going to have a nice...
What do you mean, me and Crowder?
And Tree. I'm sorry, Tree. Tree's had a rough day. Good Lord, that scared the hell out of me. He's got me situated so far from the engineering table. I thought that was my stomach for a second. Tree, whatever you want, whatever you want. You want us to rub the wasabi on your neck? Whatever he needs, like Ben Gay, kind of, you know.
Rub on him.
Loosen up his mouth.
I'll pass on that.
All right, well, whatever you want.
You wanted to see his tree earlier? I don't know about y'all.
I had said earlier I wanted to know, because we were going to take a little walk down there on Hollywood Beach, if Tree had brought his Speedo. I mean, got the name Tree for a reason. I don't know exactly why. Someone texted in, Hockman, that Tree comment makes you one of South Florida's best on-air talents, as you made everyone in the office laugh. I could argue that makes me one of South Florida's most awful on-air talents, but either way.
Maybe you're doing something right.
Whatever floats your boat.
Hey, if somebody says great, somebody says terrible, you have to be doing something right to get that spectrum.
Absolutely. If it invokes enough emotion to text either way, something is going on right. So Tree is now there. He's licking his lips. He's ready to get in our sushi.
You know, that was my early radio advice.
What's that?
Find people that hate you and love you. If people are okay with you in the middle, you're not doing good radio.
I thought your early radio advice was going to be about taking free food. Because having worked in radio for almost 30 years, that's pretty much a prerequisite for being on radio. You have to like free food. You have to, whether you're hungry or not, if someone offers you free food, you've got to jump at it. You ever bring, like, you want to see a piranha feeding frenzy. Bring a pizza to a radio station. Put a pizza out at a radio station. And that place will be swarming with air talent and salespeople and obviously Tree, we've learned as well. Tree will be there as well.
Bro, stone crabs.
Well,
when I bring those tray of stone crabs.
Wait a second.
Those, I don't even know the people.
Stone crab is something different.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. But I don't know you. I didn't invite you up
not
here.
Not a lot of people walk around with trays of stone crab. You're very unique and lucky. When it comes to being such good friends with Delaware Chicken Farm
and Seafood Market.
Yeah, man.
They're out of season now, though. So.
Anyway, if you want to see some pictures of today's event, you can go to the 560 WQAM Twitter page, and we'll tweet out some pictures later on this evening. Ron Elkman, the photographer, was out here taking great pictures. There's some video up on the 560 WQAM Instagram page, and you'll get a little taste of what it was like. This was a really fun event because, you know, people come up to us all the time and they're like, yeah, I listen and this is my wife. She listens.
Yes.
Or this is my girlfriend. She listens. And now she's as into the show as I am. And it's always always fun to give a few minutes with each person and make that connection.
So. Yeah, when people make the 22-year-old girlfriend listen.
And she likes it.
Yes. And she says, now sometimes I listen without him. That's when you know you're doing something right. We get enough of those, man.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're good. That's what happened.
I like coming out and doing stuff like this. And then, you remember earlier, we were talking with the general manager here at Margaritaville, and we were saying that we should do a show. There's a I always like to ask this of hotel people, like big hotels like this, resorts. There's always secret rooms, or there's always rooms that you never think of. And there is a Jimmy Buffett suite. Which makes sense, by the way, and she was telling us about it, and it sounds fantastic, and we were talking about we should do a show from the Jimmy Buffett suite. That, Tree, you down for that one? Show at the Jimmy Buffett suite?
I am down for that one, absolutely.
All right, because you got to check with Tree, you know.
Now you're checking with
Tree. Well, I'm just saying, you spring it on Tree, and you don't tell him, all hell breaks loose, and he, you know, he's throwing bows and whatnot. So, Solana, you think you can get the day off and do the show with us at the Jimmy Buffett suite?
Yeah, I'm down, only if I could test out those sheets with you guys.
What happened?
What happened there?
Huh?
If he's talking that, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out too.
I'm out too. Sheets.
Yeah, I'm out too.
Yeah, y'all.
Exactly. That one took a weird turn. Well, think those things out better. Solana.
See what happened? You started the Tree comment about the Speedo, and
yeah.
Solana got carried away.
See, I was doing it for comedic content, Solana. I think you were actually hitting on us.
I feel vulnerable.
Did it work?
I feel vulnerable.
I feel creepy. Right
I know. I feel exploited. Exactly what happened. Anyway, we've got less than an hour left. We're going to be here at the Margaritaville Resort until 6 o'clock this evening, and we are situated in a perfect spot right outside JWB Prime Steak and Seafood. The lobby here, if you've ever been to Margaritaville, is absolutely beautiful, and you walk through and you get out to the broadwalk out there, and it is lively and sunny and beautiful. The pools here are jumping, and we got action, boss.
I just went out there. I almost got hit by a bike on the broadwalk.
On my Instagram, you'll see on the video, I think I got a guy angry because I was just Instagramming. Guy goes flying by me on a bike, so it's nice out here. So anyway, we're going to enjoy our next 45 minutes out here, and then maybe after the show, we'll walk on out there, get ourselves a beer. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
There we go.
And enjoy some of the sights and sounds of Hollywood Beach. Now, in the next segment, we're going to enjoy the sounds of Clay Ferrero. He is one of the sports anchors and reporters at Local 10. I want to talk to him. Obviously, the Dolphins had mandatory minicamp again today, and I want to get his opinion on the Dolphins, the upcoming season. The Heat seem to be in the mix for J.R. Smith, although it's not even going to be like they're – I was listening to Ira before us because he was filming. He said they're – They're not even going to assign him a number if they get J.R. Smith. It's just a salary dump. But there's a lot of stuff I want to talk. We bring on Clay Ferrero. We have these Ferrero side chats.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about everything. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back from the JWB Prime Steak and Seafood at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort with Clay Ferrero next.
Radio.com.
Back live, we are at Margaritaville Hollywood Beach. We are in the lobby right outside JWB Prime Steak and Seafood, and they brought me a Diet Coke. I was asking for a drink, and they've got those these straws now, these biodegradable straws, you know?
Yeah, you gotta save the sea turtles.
Yeah, you like these?
No, they break down and get soggy and mushy.
I know. You know, I'm all for saving the earth and whatnot, but straws, that's where I draw the line. I feel like
that's your line.
Let's just stick with plastic straws. I'm okay with that. Like you gotta pick your battles.
Well, you hate sea turtles, huh?
I don't hate sea turtles, but I like straws better. So you know what I mean? Like
that's not a bad argument,
right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Sea turtle, beautiful creature. I don't know what they do. I don't even know if they do anything for society. Like
society.
Does a sea
turtle? What is it going to do? It's going to help kids cross the street on the way to school?
Run for office? I don't know. Straws, they serve a purpose, but I don't want to go down
this
the hole.
This is the argument I have with vegans. Don't you care about cows? I care about burgers more.
Right. Like, do you care about cows? I do. Maybe I care more about cattle farmers.
There you go.
Hello.
Or steaks.
Because they did, you know, our radio station did this thing where it's called One Thing, and they get rid of all styrofoam. You can't use, at our radio station, there's no more styrofoam cups. You were supposed to use reusable coffee mugs that they gave you. And that's part of the One Thing initiative with Entercom. And I was like, well, it's weird. My one thing is the styrofoam industry. Like, there's people that make their living off styrofoam, and my one thing is supporting them. So, really, I was at loggerheads with the entire initiative. Anyway, a whole different subject. Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. Clay, where do you stand on sea turtles versus straws?
I'm always on the side of the sea turtles, but that's mainly because my daughters love turtles. But this is my idea, guys, and I think you hit on something. First off, paper straws are awful. They feel awful in your mouth. There has to be a better way to protect the environment. We could find a middle ground here, right? So this is it. This is my idea, and if you guys want to invest with me, get in on this with me, we're going to make billions. Permanent steel straws. Everybody just has one straw.
I hate to break it to you, Clay. Clay, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but they have these. They sell them at Bed Bath & Beyond.
And they can telescope.
Yeah, they've got – and not only can they telescope, the ones I just saw the other day at Bed Bath & Beyond, they come with a little cleaner too, like a little pipe cleaner that you can stick down there. You're late on this, Clay.
Damn, Clay. A year ago, we would be billionaires.
So what you're telling me is I shouldn't have just quit my job?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is – I mean, I'm not even kidding. People are walking into restaurants now with their straw in their pocket or in their purse or whatnot like that. That exists, Clay, and that's not a world that I want to live in.
Well, here's the problem, too, is, you know, I've got three little kids, and so we never leave the house. So I don't know these advancements in technology like steel straws. So here I am. I think I, like, invented something that's going to make all of us a bunch of money, and it turns out that I'm just plagiarizing.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? You can't win them all. Clay Ferrero is with us. Whole bunch of stuff I want to get to you about, but I'm going to start here. If you had to make a guess right now, who is the starting quarterback for the Miami Dolphins game one?
Game one or today? And that's kind of a weird thing.
Game one, regular season game one.
Game one, I would probably still lean towards Rosen, but this is also because I'm trying not to overreact to what we're seeing out there. And I heard you guys first segment. I think you really hit on some things as far as being fooled by what you're seeing out there, or in this case, trying not to be. And look, there's no doubt at this point, Ryan Fitzpatrick looks like the much better quarterback. And frankly, it's not even close at times, although Rosen had a couple of nice moments today, a couple of nice series. But at the same time, guys, Rosen's working with largely the second team, and Fitzpatrick is out there with the first team. So that matters. And there have been a few times where Rosen has gotten quote-unquote sacked, even though they don't actually – sack the quarterback is just a touch, but he gets sacked within less than a second. I mean, he drops back and there's a guy right in his face. So what do you do with that? Now, my question would be, and they would never answer this, is why is Rosen working almost exclusively with the backups at this point? And my guess would be on that because he came in late compared to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And so that could be kind of feeding into some of what we're seeing right now. So there are a number of reasons why Fitzpatrick may look like the better quarterback at this point. But ultimately, I think you guys can agree on this. For the long-term good of the franchise, it would benefit everybody if Rosen ultimately wins the job, because then you know moving forward where you're at if he's a viable candidate to be the franchise quarterback. And so I think come training camp, he's going to get more of an opportunity to come in and steal that job.
And Clay, how do you feel about this thought, this narrative? Because I was saying that if you start Fitzpatrick and he's doing, you know, what he's done for the last 15 years, he's going to win one game, lose two. So now you're sitting at 2-4, 2-5, and you put Rosen in. It's almost a mental reset for the entire organization, the entire fan base, this everybody in South Florida. So you start Fitzpatrick, and whatever happens with him, you always have a reset when you start the young guy.
Well, I think that's a really good point as well, that there's – and essentially what you're saying is that, you know, whereas so many teams, if they start off 2-5, 2-6, the fan base starts to get disengaged and you start to look ahead to the draft and next season, whereas this would give them reason for hope. And I would agree with that to a certain extent. I do take Brian Flores, though, at his word when he says he is going to play the best quarterback. And I understand it's going to be an organizational decision, and everything, including the long-term viability of the franchise and the position, is going to play in. But I also think that Flores is trying to instill a culture here, one of winning, playing the best guy, and accountability. And I think accountability may be the biggest part of that. And how can you look at your players and say, you must be accountable, while you're standing up there and saying, I'm going to play the best quarterback, but then halfway through the year, you change course. So I think Flores is going to be true to his word and play the best guy. But, you know, if it happens organically that Rosen improves, not just throughout training camp, but also the first 7 weeks of the season in practice and what they're seeing off to the side, and he were to take the job at that point, then, yeah, I think that would also be a win for everybody.
Clay Ferrero is with us from Local 10. We like to do our Ferrero side chats every now and then, and we'll get to the nutty stuff in a moment. But make your guess right now, too. Is Rashad Jones on the Dolphins roster game one?
Oof. Man, you're coming in hard today. I'd probably guess no. you know, that's with such little of what we've seen out at camp. And I think Rashad Jones, when he is healthy, we've seen he can be a difference maker. And there's a lot that he can do back there. I also think with this defense, and again, we're in the very early stages of understanding what they're going to do, but there's a reason why you see guys playing a lot of different positions. They want to be multiple. They want to be versatile. I think it's why Minkah Fitzpatrick is such a cornerstone of this franchise moving forward, because he can play safety. He can play cornerback. He could even come down a little bit and play linebacker and do the things that you need to do to be flexible when offenses throw a bunch of different things at you. All that said, Rashad Jones, for all the great things that he does to this point in his career, the coverage isn't what it used to be. And so does that really fit in with what this defense is going to try to do moving forward, especially when compared to, you know, what it's going to cost you under the cap? And also, guys, when you look at when you would take the cap hit of him leaving, it may benefit them to try to take as much of it this year as they can. So that's why I'm leaning no, but it's not a strong lean, given the fact that he is still such a good player when he's healthy, what he can bring to the table.
And Clay, to stay in the secondary too, Xavier Howard gets that stupid deal, 70-plus million, and I haven't heard much about him. You know, it is OTAs. I'm not making a big deal about it. But is he looking like a guy that's worth $80 million? Is he looking like the leader of that secondary right now?
Here's the thing with Xavier Howard and being out there, you just can't tell right now. And you know this as well as anybody. Like, we kind of make a living off of overreacting to what we're seeing in OTAs and yep, minicamp. And look, Devontae Parker's making some really nice plays. Well, we've heard that before. And you know, hopefully it's sustainable for this franchise this time around. But, you know, much like with Ryan Fitzpatrick over his career, you tend to overreact to little things here and there. I think With Xavien Howard, you fall back on a couple of things. Number one, the fact that he's done it. He is a playmaker. When the lights come on, he is big, he is long, he is everything you're looking for in a modern-day cornerback. And the other thing is, this new regime came in, and Brian Flores looked at him and said, yep, I want you to be a cornerstone of this defense moving forward. And I also think you mentioned the money of this thing, and this goes back to what we were saying with Rashad Jones, that it benefits them in this a year when, A, they're not paying a franchise quarterback, and, B, we don't expect a whole lot from the team this year. It benefits you, if you can, to try to take as much of that cap hit now. And so I think that's why the numbers seem so big. But then when you look at the length of the deal, it's one of those few deals that the money actually kind of goes down a little bit. So I think there's a number of reasons why he signed that deal. But as far as being a cornerstone of this franchise, I don't think there's any doubt. There's a reason why they paid him what they did.
Clay Ferraro is with us, sports anchor and reporter at Local 10. We're broadcasting live from JWB Prime Steak and Seafood, located at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort for the Sports Steaks and Spirits event, which has been wonderful this entire day. One more Dolphins question, Clay. So the over-under from Vegas is 5. On wins for the Dolphins this season. That is the lowest over-under in the entire NFL. I get this weird vibe that Dolphins fans are starting to expect that this season might be a little more than that. Are you of the opinion that 5 is the right number by Vegas? You think they might exceed that, or you might think that that they might be even worse?
I think it's a good number, because if you had told me it was 5.5, then I would have taken the under. If you had told me it was 4.5, I would have taken the over. And I think it's spot on where it needs to be. Look, bottom line with this is, I do think there are some good things that they're working towards. I do think Brian Flores is instilling a culture, and that's important. But the flip side of that, guys, is look at the lines. There's still so much work to be done there, and that's just with the starting unit. If anybody gets hurt, then what? So where are we really at, where the game is ultimately won, and that's the offensive and defensive lines. And, yeah, I mean, when we're out there, you're seeing some flash plays. You're seeing some exciting plays. You're seeing some things that may make you a little bit more optimistic moving forward. At the same time, they're not even hitting anybody. You know, they're not even tackling anybody yet. And the things that are ultimately going to win and lose you football games, we're not even seeing yet. So there's a reason why Vegas is still building casinos. There's a reason why those guys are so good at what they do. And, you know, I still think ultimately this roster is bottom 3, bottom 5 in the NFL. Once they start getting out there and playing the games that count, you're actually hitting people.
NBA Finals tonight. Who's going to win tonight, Clay?
Warriors, but man, I tell you what, I don't overreact to, I feel like I'm saying that word a lot, but I don't overreact to what happened in game 2, because I felt like Toronto was actually getting a lot of shots that they would have wanted, and they just weren't falling. So I don't think this is the foregone conclusion that a lot of people seem to be saying that it is. At the same time, they're going back to Oracle. This is going to be the last time they're going to play in that building this series before they move. So there's just going to be a number of things, I think, working in Golden State's favor that maybe typically wouldn't play as big of a factor, especially in the NBA Finals, but that I think will now. And I do think at some point you're going to see KD back, obviously not tonight. But I think with this game, they're going to come home with a kind of a wounded dog mentality with Klay Thompson being hurt. I see them finding a way to take this one tonight.
Hey, Clay, is there any problem with the KD injury and Steve Kerr and the communication with the team? Because I was just thinking about it. Like, you want to rush KD back, especially with Klay now hurting his hamstring. But does KD want to rush back? Because he's going to be a free agent. You know, if you know right now he's, you know, his calf is hurt. What does it move to his knee, to his hip? Does something happen? Like, I think there's going to be a communication problem with KD and the team trying to get him back for the finals and win it, but also KD's health.
Well, and this is one of those weird things where what may be public may not be the same as what's circulating within that locker room, right? Like, what if Steve Kerr kind of told them a long time ago, look, don't expect him back until game 4, game 5, maybe even a game 6 later on in the finals. I mean, and that's where I think the communication that we get isn't always what's going on in that locker room. And I also think this group, there is a different mentality that they take when they go out there without Kevin Durant. And I don't think it's as simple as, we just want to prove to the world that we can win this thing without Kevin Durant because we did it before. But I think there's a pride. They know that, yeah, they went out there and they signed Kevin Durant, they call him the Hamptons Five or whatever, the group that went out there and got him. But I think that they understand that the perception is by many people that they took the easy way out by going and getting the guy that could kind of make them the unbeatable team. So every now and then they kind of like this chance to go out there and prove what they're all about and what they've been about since the beginning of this run. So I think that the mentality there is one where they genuinely do not care. Whether he plays or not, they're going to go out there and they're going to bring it and they're going to find a way.
Clay Ferraro, Local 10, our Ferraro side chats. We kind of run the gamut of everything. I had an Instagram story a couple days ago, Monday, when I was off. We talked a little bit about this on the air yesterday. Would you eat lunch outside with your wife if the temperature was over 90 degrees?
I would. She would not.
Okay. Because we went, my wife and I, we had sushi. It was outside. It was 93 degrees, felt like 100. And I put on Instagram like a poll, would you have lunch outside in these weather conditions? And it was like 75% no.
So this tells you who I am and how I operate, though. We just finished at a Dolphins camp. I don't know, what is it, 90 plus? I didn't look at a temperature gauge.
Yeah, it's hot. Hot as hell.
Yeah, yeah. So, but there I am, because I had to run back here to the station to put together our report for the 5 o'clock, and I'm sitting there standing, waiting for my photographer, eating a hot ham and cheese on a pretzel roll that they gave us out there in the middle of 90 plus.
Yeah,
so that's just me. I don't care. You can put me in a sauna. You could put me in a fire, and I'd find a way to eat.
All right. Now, how about this? Would you stop? I'm going to Japan at the end of the month, and we're going for 2 weeks. Would you stop and eat at fast food places in a foreign country? I was telling Crowder yesterday, I'm excited to visit McDonald's in Japan, to visit Taco Bell in Japan.
And, ridiculous.
And, yeah, Crowder thinks it's ridiculous that you know, but I'm going to have plenty of meals at fancy places. I was listening to Greg Likens last night. He was on after us, and he was saying, you know, if you're going 2 or 3 days, I understand what Crowder's saying. If you're going 2 weeks like Hawk, like, I want to go to food courts at the mall, Clay. Now, I love a food court regardless, but I'm going to Japanese malls, and I will be eating at the food court.
Auntie Anne's.
Yeah, that's right. I want
a pretzel.
That's right, but I want to see what it's like in Japan. If you were traveling to a faraway destination, would you stop and eat at fast food places?
Well, Hawk, you do you. I mean, if that's what you look forward to, then it doesn't matter.
Oh, I'm doing it regardless.
No, Clay, there's a right way and a wrong way, Clay.
No, I don't give a bleep what this mother bleeper says. I'm doing
there's
me.
There's a right way and a wrong way, Clay.
I'm just curious what your opinion is.
If you like McDonald's, go eat McDonald's in Japan. You don't have to conform, man. Do what you want. So this is who I am, though, right? My wife and I, when we went to Italy and Paris, we did like this long trip right after we got married. We ate nothing the entire trip except pizza and gelato. And we went every single place, and we would just find there's this book, Rick Steves, who gives you the best little unknown places in these major cities. And we ate nothing but pizza, gelato, and drank house wine everywhere we went. And that was our trip. So, that's who both of us are. Like, we didn't need the fancy dinners, we want to go and enjoy kind of the gelato and the pizza in a foreign country. That's us. So you want to go and enjoy a Big Mac and enjoy, you want to go and enjoy a Le Big Mac or whatever it was that we got, Royale with cheese? You do you, man.
Because that's the metric system. That's why they can't go quarter pounder.
That is true. That is true.
Like, I'm with you, man.
This is a tasty burger.
You go to a foreign country, you enjoy what they like, what they have, what their specialty
yes,
is.
Yes, you could do both.
I'm not going across the damn sea. I'm not flying
but
12
they,
hours
their
to eat
McDonald's,
a Big Mac.
Their McDonald's is different than our McDonald's
here. They have
beer here. No, but they have
congratulations.
Like, no, but they have like shrimp burgers. I'm not even kidding you. They've got wonton fries or something. I don't know. I know it's different.
Wonton fries.
I don't know. That might be in China.
I just can't believe you're fast food shaming on this show. Come on.
I know, man. It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Especially with what he eats. Especially with what he eats.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in U.S., I'll eat the stuff.
Well, you know what?
I'm
not
going to Costa Rica to eat cave at KFDMC.
Clay, this is funny. So he was in Costa Rica the last 4 days with Ronnie Brown and Vernon Carey,
a couple
of his friends.
I saw. I was jealous.
Yeah. So,
I was jealous.
But one night, because Crowder likes to eat seafood, and they're out in Costa Rica, and there's plenty of fish to eat and whatnot.
Yes.
One night, Vernon Carey.
We get off the boat, and Vern says, boy, we got to get some KFC. I was like, for what? We're sitting next to an ocean, and we're going to eat a chicken? That's the dumbest thing in the world.
And so they did, though. They went to KFC, and what'd you guys get?
Vern got 4 8 pieces.
Yeah, like it was
30-some pieces of chicken.
Yeah, and so they like, under protest. Now, I've traveled with Crowder before. He likes to challenge his palate.
Yes.
He likes to go places that are unique, try foods that are unique. He will not, like, if we're in Vegas, like, I'd love to go to Fatburger on the Strip. He doesn't want to go to Fatburger. He wants to go get some halibut somewhere, which is weird. It's a desert, but he wants to get some halibut. But, like, I like going to the fast food places, though. We went in Dallas a few months ago, and I made him go to Whataburger, and I'd have gone back to Whataburger. There's no shame. So you stand with me, Clay. There's no shame in fast fooding while in Japan.
No, I don't feel like you should have to feel guilty or force yourself into doing something that's going to make you enjoy your vacation less. Like, it's your vacation. It's your time off. It's your trip. With that said, if Vernon Carey wants KFC, he deserves KFC. On the flip side, Channing, I saw you fishing. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. We need to go deep sea fishing. I need to go with you. You know what you're doing. I need to go with someone who knows what they're doing because I need to get out. I went for the first time in 20 years last weekend, and now I'm hooked. No pun intended. I got to get back out there.
We got to go. The Dolphin is starting to run. My buddy just told me down in the Keys the Dolphin are running heavy, Clay. I'll hit you up, man. I'm going to go a lot this summer.
Let's do it. I'm not kidding. Let's do it.
Hey, you want to hit a food court, let me know, Clay. Just shoot me a text.
It's okay, Clay. Yeah. Just call me.
You know what? I'm good. We're gonna go hit some mahi. Let's do it. I don't need a royale with cheese. I need
Well, you want to hit a Mrs. Fields, Auntie Anne's, Sparrow. I got them all, man. You let me know.
I'm not gonna hate on you for this, but I'm also not going out of my way to eat a royale with cheese or a Big Mac.
Because you have an advanced palate, Clay.
All right, well, let me know. You want to get some Haagen-Dazs, you want to get some Orange Julius this summer, you let me know.
Shoot me
a text, Clay.
I love me some Sbarro, though. I'm not gonna
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, Jack. Clay Ferraro, Local 10, and follow him on Twitter, and we'll obviously talk to you plenty leading up to Dolphin season, and we always appreciate the Ferraro side chats. Thank you, Clay.
Are always, fellas. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferraro. Radio.com. Radio.com. Back live at JWB Prime Steak and Seafood, Margaritaville, Hollywood Beach Resort. 5 o'clock hour is presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. A lot of noises there.
Goes at. Well, I had that El Camino IPA last night.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Delicious.
Funky Buddha happy hour. Always enjoy talking with Clay Ferraro as we did in the last segment. These are some of the texts that are coming in regarding what we were talking about, eating fast food at far away exotic destinations. Somebody says, I eat McDonald's and Subway in Brazil every time we go. I went to McDonald's on my honeymoon in Italy. You're laughing, but I don't think it's that out of the ordinary.
Y'all are dumb. I don't like to call people names. Y'all are dumb.
But why?
You fly 12 hours
to
eat a hamburger at a American franchised place.
Well, again, now, and the genesis of this conversation was I'm going to Japan at the end of the month, and I'm with you. This is like a 24-hour day of flying and traveling. I'm not going to land in Japan and hit Taco Bell. But at some point in my 14 days there, I am absolutely walking into a Taco Bell and trying the Tokyo whatever.
What?
And I'm going to a food court in Kyoto and Osaka. And I'm seeing – I like what Clay said, which was don't let Crowder shame you. Crowder ain't – this dude has zero say on my itinerary. But so don't worry about it, Clay.
Okay, they call it fast food because it's bad quality.
I disagree.
Bro.
I disagree.
Bro.
I don't think fast food's bad quality.
It has to be bad quality to have a burger for $2.
Totally disagree.
They can sell a junior bacon cheeseburger for 99 cents for 10 years. There's no inflation on anything at Wendy's. Just explain this to me, Hawk.
That's a good burger. I'm sorry.
Cheap,
you're wrong.
Cheap-ass meat, cheap-ass bread, cheap-ass ingredients.
Totally disagree.
Minimum wage workers. There's no chefs. There's not a chef at a Taco Bell. It's a worker for about $8 or 18 yen. Is it yen?
Yen.
Yen. 18 yeah. yen. They're going to make the best food that you can get.
I didn't know. No, I didn't.
They're going to make the worst food
no.
in Japan.
No. Oh, disagree.
It has to
first
be the worst
all,
food in Japan.
First of all, 7-Eleven in Japan is like a religion. Everyone keeps telling me you got to go have sushi at 7-Eleven. I'm not even lying to
what?
You. What? I'm not even lying to you. Well, you can't speak on an expert on Japan. You've never researched it.
I researched McDonald's.
You thought at London was near the boot or something. What did you say about when you guys traveled to London for the Dolphins?
I don't know what language they speak in London. And I know London Fletcher, but he's black, so he right. can't be from there.
Yeah.
They took it serious.
So, listen, you're no expert when it comes to traveling overseas.
The work.
Eating.
No chef and cheap ingredients. Isn't a meal ingredients and preparation? That's all a meal is, ingredients, preparation. Isn't that all a meal is?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, ambiance.
Okay. Fast food ambiance isn't there. The ingredients are cheap.
I disagree.
The ingredients are cheap, and the preparation is by people that make 8 yen an hour.
Totally disagree.
That's what it is.
Totally disagree. By the way, 8 yen, I think, is 8 cents. Because I think I just paid something that was 10,000 yen, but that's $100. Is that $100? I think you take off 2 zeros. I don't know. Solana, check that out. How much is 10,000 yen in U.S. dollars?
On it.
Find this out in a moment.
It was like that in Costa Rica.
How much was it? What's the currency?
Colones.
And 10,000 yen is 92 U.S. dollars.
All right. 10,000 yen, $92.
Japanese yen.
So you take 2 zeros.
Two zeros off. Yeah.
Right. It's like that. Did you go? Well, you haven't been yet. Have you ever been to an ATM that says, like, would you like to withdraw 10 million or 20 million or 30 million? But it's $200.
Right.
$200. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it staggered me because we were booking stuff for Japan, and it staggered me. It was like we were looking we were at the hotel rooms. I'm trying to think of what, 70,000 yen a night. I'm like, wow. I mean, I want to do a nice trip and all, but 70,000 yen a night? I'm there for 14 nights. That's going to be a whole hell of a lot of yen.
That's 645 yen. Dollars, okay, Hawk?
Thank you, Solana.
I'm on it.
Much appreciated.
I'm on it back here.
We bought tickets for the Yamamori Giants. We're going to see a baseball game at the Tokyo Dome.
How many
That'd
yen?
Be cool.
That's kind of cool. That was, I don't know how many yen that was, but we did buy it, like bought it all hoping Google Translate worked.
I'll do that. Go see their professional baseball.
Right, that's going to be fun. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, to compare to our professional baseball. I'm with you on that. Don't go to their McDonald's to compare them to our McDonald's. Two low-end places.
Going to have to agree to disagree.
Do some more of the Giants thing.
Well, we're gonna do that. We're
going
to do a little bit of everything. Alex Dono is – no, no. No.
What's the flight number? Give me the flight number.
No. No. Alex Dono is coming up next with Fight Night. Is Frank Zaffrey with him, Solana?
He is.
All right. You got Alex Dono and Frank Zaffrey. They've got Fight Night. Obviously, I know they generally focus on MMA, but I would imagine they'll talk a little Andy Ruiz.
Oh, you have to.
So that's coming up at 6 o'clock. Thank you, everyone here at the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort. We had such a fantastic afternoon. I've just posted a whole bunch of pictures on the 560 WQAM Instagram account. So if you go on Instagram and look up 560 WQAM, you'll see a bunch of pictures from our event this afternoon here and all the panel pictures, and it was just a great afternoon. Tree, our engineer, just a fantastic job once again. Caller 10 gets to drive Tree home. His car broke down, and caller 11, bring him some Robitussin. He's having a rough day, but thank you, Tree. You did a great job. Fight Night is coming up next. If you missed any of our interviews, Rick Bucher from Bleacher Report and FS1, he was excellent. Clay Ferrero there, Local 10. Lee Sterling, the professional sports handicapper. All those interviews will be posted at WQAM.com upon completion of the program, which is right about now. That does it for us from Margaritaville. Fight Night is next, and we will speak with you mañana.
You were trying to see Tree's root?
Oh, you had the wrong headsets.
Yeah, I got on Kate's headset.
Tree, you brought a Speedo? I want to figure out why they call you Tree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.